It is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Finally got my sea legs back. I'm back. I'm back in full force, and I'm pissed, and I hope you were pissed too. Because
you were pissed yesterday.
I was pissed yesterday, but multiply that by about five times. As a matter of fact, I've got, somebody sent this to me. I'm not going to name the person, but I'm going to thank him very much. He made this. Okay. I don't know if you can see this. This is a metal for the radio listeners, a metal. It could be almost a hood ornament, basically. And it's that of a middle finger. That's right. And on the...
You should put that on your Pinto.
My 71 Ford Pinto. Eric the Tech. Don't speak out of school, man. I love that car. It's pea green. And it hasn't exploded yet. But...
it's tough keeping up with the enemy.
FJB. But he spells it out, etched it out in on the obverse of this. I'm telling you, the Americans are fed up. Okay, Americans are just as upset and PO'd as I am. So this segment, before I bring Stan Deo on, this is a very special segment. I want to hit very quickly, really, just a couple of things, okay? Number one, in case you missed it, and I didn't bring this up yesterday, in case you missed it, the House passed FISA 702, okay, by a vote of
my House didn't.
Your House didn't, but the big House did. And they all should be in the big house, the House of Representatives. It passed the vote. FISA 702 again passes House by vote of 259 to 128. 117 deep state sucking on the teats of the globalists, 117 of them, voted for this warrantless spying on Americans. Now, remember where this FISA 702 came from. It came out of the attacks of 9/11, the Patriot. I mean, it's got a sordid history.
Pretty much everything came out of 9/11.
You know, in modern times, that's true. Now, if you're as old as I am, you cut me in half, count the rings, you can see that a lot of things began quite further back, as evidenced by the admissions during the Church Committee back in the mid-70s. But a lot of things started back further. But anyway.
I need to learn this.
Yes, you do.
Only in my 30s.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, to be at that age again, right? But here's the thing. The House of Representatives betrayed all of Americans, betrayed you and betrayed me. And we should be like really upset about this. Right before House Bill 7888 passed, the final passage on Friday, the House rejected a common sense amendment from Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona, which would have required a warrant to spy on Americans. But no. 86 Republicans voted for voted for fascism.
Get my thesaurus out.
Yeah, when I get riled up, man, you know, it's sometimes hard for me to get words out. And, of course, Speaker Mike Johnson, the rhino that he is, passed the decisive vote. It didn't pass. I mean, the amendment did not pass. Now, you remember, I've played this before, I'm not going to play it again, Rand Paul in an interview with Maria Bartiromo talking about the abuse of FISA. And that plays into the spying on Donald Trump. That plays into J6. That plays into a lot of things. The FISA. FISA has been weaponized by the Garland, specifically by the Garland Department of Justice. And I might add, too, you could apply this to Bush, but specifically this Biden regime, that steaming pile, everyone involved in the Biden regime, whether they're in the White House, around the White House, in the orbit, or under the control of that meat puppet Biden, is a steaming pile of crap. Do you know, and I hope you know, that Rand Paul, in this interview with Bartiromo, verified that FISA, that the intelligence community, the FBI, the DHS, the attorney general, it lies with the attorney general, violated FISA. Guess how many times? Eric the Tech, take a wild guess how many times they violated the FISA, rules of FISA.
16.
Good guess. You're close. No, not 16. 278,000 times. 272. That's more of the population of the city in which I live. 278,000 times.
Yet we still hear about Stormy Daniels.
Oh, old Stormy. Who denied having an affair with President Trump 5 times in writing. But you know, who cares, right?
But you got to make that money.
Yeah. Stormy. Isn't there a song, Stormy? I don't know. I don't know. Who cares? But the final vote on Section 702 of FISA was 273 to 147 on Friday, with 126 Republicans in favor of betraying the American people. That was written on, you can find that article on, Jim Hoft, Gateway Pundit. Thank you very much. Okay. So, you know, for all of the bluster, all of the sound bites, as Bongino says, you know, politics is all about sound bites and snapshots. Well, of all of the bluster created by Rand Paul, of you know, out there saying, oh, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is why Americans are getting fed up, because you can have, look, Ralph Baric admitted Fauci and his involvement in the creation of the in the continuation of the gain of function to create the bioweapon that is known as COVID-19. They created it and they admitted it, and Rand Paul pinned them down on it. Where are the perp walks? Where in the hell? Where are the nooses? And by the way, while I'm saying this, to the federal authorities listening to this and having some comments about my language and my delivery, telling me that, hey, you know, you ought to tone it down a little bit. True story. Bite me. You're not going to shut my mouth. You never will. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm just going to get stronger and stronger. So if you need to shut me down, shut me up. If you need me to, if you want to shut this platform down, you're going to have to drag me away to do it. You're going to have to drag me away dead to do it. You hear me? You know who you are. You signed your name. All right. I just had to get that off my chest. So you know, well, and then you have people saying, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you don't have to worry about it. My ass. Let me tell you something. The United States Constitution says we have privacy in our papers and our communications. The Fourth Amendment. I mean, does that mean nothing to you, rank and file members? Does that mean nothing to you? No. All right. But Americans are getting sick of this. And I'm there's some revelations here. You have to pay attention. Because Biden is doing something very, very not Biden, because he's out the, I mean, he's gone. Biden is gone. Joe Biden has her hand up Biden Joe's ass so far, and he's moving, she's moving his mouth. It's like weekend at Biden's. Let me tell you something. There's a this summer, folks, buckle in, buckle up, buckle down, get ready, because it's going to be one nasty summer. Mark my words, April 16th, 2024. Yesterday, you know, I wish this would have happened on Sunday on my return trip back from Wisconsin. I would have shown. And I, you know, people think, well, that's big talk. You don't doubt me. If you want to doubt me, you could, there's a detective here in where I live. You ask because I guarantee you, she knows I'm serious. I'm sure this would have happened on Sunday, and I would have been one of the lead vehicles. You've got Hezbollah, Hamas supporters. Not the Palestinian. Look, let's differentiate between a Palestinian who's goes around doing their thing, you know, but working hard at the pita shop or whatever they do, right? Versus those people who actively support Hamas and Hezbollah, terrorist organizations. Hezbollah was designated as an Islamic terrorist organization by the U.S. Department of Justice in 2001. In 2010, the State Department officials described Hezbollah as the most technically capable terrorist group in the world and a continued security threat to the United States. These Palestinian rallies are terrorist rallies. Now, there's some video evidence to this, but it's worse than you think. It's worse than that. This is not organic. These people don't give a shit about the Palestinian people. The innocents, the hardworking people, again, go and make pitas and, you know, skewing goats or whatever's going on, whatever work they do, raising families, they don't care about that. This is cut one. I want you to listen to this carefully, okay? Okay, I want you to watch this and listen to this. Listen to this carefully. There's two particular cuts by Laura Loomer, who's on the scene in New York City. And the reason I want people to pay attention to this is note three things. Note the signage. Now, I had to cut. I'm cutting some of this down. Note the signage. There are some professional signs in there. Note the flags. And also note some of the comments. And I believe the comments do appear in, I'm not sure, the first or second one. But let's go until we stop, until I just cut it. This is cut one, Hagman show notes. Folks, go to HagmanPI.com. That's HagmanPI.com. And under the click on the headline or the title of the show, I should say, underneath are all of the original source links that you can click on and watch the entire link. Credit where credit is due. Laura Loomer, good friend of the show. Love that. Love Laura. I mean, I really, really have a lot of respect for her. Spent a lot of time with her in D.C. when I was there and elsewhere. And I'll tell you what, she's a real deal. And she is a fighter. She is. She'll get right in your face, and I'll tell you, you don't want to get loomered, as President Trump says. So when you're ready, cut one. This is exactly.
Go before they close it. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go,
go. Okay, now you can see some handmade signs. You can see some Palestinian flags. Where are the police? The police allowed this. Okay, that one sign on the that you saw on the upper right. That's not organic.
Shutting shit down.
And there were plenty of these. If I would let this play for as long as it, there are plenty of those signs. So you have to ask yourself, okay, where did those come from? Who made those signs?
Shit, no.
And I'm going to tell you who made those signs. Organizations that are 2 or 3 degrees separated from.
Yeah. Really good, yeah.
You ready for this? Judge Merchant's daughter's organization. And Soros funded. Okay, Judge Merchant, in case you're unaware, is the judge in the Donald Trump trial. Now, how do I know this? There is this overlap of millions upon millions upon millions of dollars that go toward different causes that are not organic. That's one of them. Doubt me? Okay. Prep cut. There's a sign right there. Free Palestine. That was not handmade. Yes, there is an organization. Note the organization, the .org there. Follow that through. Okay, dig. I'm telling you, when you start digging, you'll see that the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, is sponsoring a lot of this. Now, be very careful, not directly, but through shell companies, organizations, NGOs, that type of thing. Let's go to cut two when you're ready. This is actual Hezbollah flags in New York City. This, by the way, is not too far from where the Donald Trump trial is being held. Cut to. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. All right, pause for a second. Keep that up. Did you hear what that street cop said? Respect each other's space. Now, you turn around, you're sorry ass, you turn around and you arrest that individual who is holding up a designated terrorist organization flag. Why aren't you doing that? If that man was holding a Confederate flag, what do you think would happen? That's right. So don't tell me that the police give a shit about you. They don't. But then, okay, hold on a second. Where's he getting his orders from? Folks, you know this, right? Who holds absolute authority over the city police? Anyone? You, sir, in the front row with the Christmas sweater on, even though it's April.
Is it the mayor?
Yeah, very good. It's the mayor. It's the mayor. Okay, I just threw that in there in case you're wondering who holds the absolute authority over the city, over every city in America, the mayor, really holds the authority. Is it the police chief? Yes. Commissioner? Yes. But ultimately, it goes to the mayor. This is being allowed in this country. This is the internal takeover of the United States of America by these blue state, blue city pieces of crap that are running this country. And if I was that cop, which I, you know, I'm glad I'm not, that person would be in jail. That's a terrorist flag. Go ahead and continue with that.
A terrorist flag. That is a terrorist flag.
Do you command Hamas?
Respect each other's faith.
Do you command Hamas?
We go over there.
We
go over
there.
You should command Hamas.
Do you kill yourself? Do you commit a bomb and kill yourself? Get more surgery than kill yourself.
Yeah, maybe okay. You can cut that. Kill yourself. Okay, there is the face. By the way, there is the face of Biden's America right there. There it is. Folks, if you're listening on podcast, you can go to HagmanPI.com, click on today's episode, and you'll see what I'm talking about. There it is right there. That's what is, you know, that's normal, right? That's okay. No, I'm not making fun of her appearance. Her physical attributes that she was born with, but what she is presenting. Well, I am making fun of what she's presenting as opposed to her appearance, you know, physically God-given appearance. But these are the freaks, the freakazoids that Biden has. We're giving Biden too much credit. It's not Biden. Biden just allowed others to choreograph this, and it's all choreographed. All right, real quick, what are we going to do about this? Okay, now I was surprised, because I've been saying this, and this is why I'm telling you, buckle up for this summer. I was surprised yesterday. I don't really watch Fox News because they're part of the establishment, the leftist establishment, as far as I'm concerned. But I saw this and I said, you know what? Americans need to hear this. You need to hear this, because this is what I've been saying. So FBI, who want to comment on my commentary, who want to tell me to tone it down, I ain't. And you know why? Because you might want to tell Senator Tom Cotton, for example. I mean, if you're coming after me, hey, Senator Tom Cotton, well, listen for yourself. This is cut three, Senator Tom Cotton interview on Fox News. We'll go about, I don't know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes into this. I think I cut off the end time. I'll just go ahead and play it.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is joining us now. Senator, thanks for joining us in the breaking news. We have these live images up coast to coast. We're seeing these protests pop up. Bill Malugin standing by with us, Paul Morrow as well. First, your thoughts as we watch this together.
I'm feel very deeply for all those people who are trying to get to work or trying to pick up a kid. Very worried about the diversion of police resources when it needs to be stopping crime in cities like San Francisco, where firefighters are having to go there when they might have calls for...
Excuse me. What I should have said for the radio listeners specifically, these are the protests, anti-Israel, pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah protests, blocking traffic nationwide. Where are they doing this? Where are they doing this? It's places like New York, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle. Do you see any, I don't know, what would you call it, pattern to this? They're all communist-run locations. And if you're there, get the hell out. Go ahead and continue.
Fires out. I have to say, Sandra, I agree with you that you have to get to these criminals early. If something like this happened in Arkansas on a bridge there, let's just say I think there'd be a lot of very wet criminals that have been tossed overboard, not by law enforcement, but by the people whose road they're blocking. If they glued their hands to a car or the pavement, well, probably pretty painful to have their skin ripped off. But I think that's what the way we'd handle in Arkansas. And I would encourage most people anywhere that get stuck behind criminals like this who are trying to block traffic to take matters in their own hands. There's only usually a few of them, and there's a lot of people being inconvenienced. It's time to put an end to this nonsense.
Isn't that jaywalking? Technically.
Technically, it would be more than jaywalking. It would actually be impeding traffic, which you can go the obviously you've got a crimes code, and then you've got a motor vehicle code, at least in Pennsylvania. So a traffic violation such as jaywalking would be a lesser offense in general than the PA crimes code or the crimes code of one state. So it would, yes, jaywalking could be part of it, but impeding traffic, another part of it. Again, motor vehicle code. But you've got intent here for a different purpose. But did you hear what Tom Cotton said? Take matters into your own hands. Go ahead and continue that just for a little bit more, because he says it again to the absolute dismay of the person. America, this is what you need to do. Before the cops get there, take it, handle it. Now, how I would handle it, just saying, might be a little different than how you would handle it. But the police, number one, are protecting the protesters. Why? Because they were told to. By who? Well, who runs the police? The police chief? Uh-huh. Or the commissioner? Uh-huh. The mayor. Continue.
Did they protect the January 6th attendees?
Oh, yeah, they protected them right to the gulags.
Yes.
Clearly, Senator, as we watch this together, and to your point about the way different cities and states can react to this, you're obviously saying that in your state you would deal with this much differently. As you heard from Paul Morrow, speaking from a law enforcement perspective, they know that there's cameras on them. They know that they can't obviously hurt somebody in the removal of these protesters. There's obviously a very delicate balance to dealing with this, and the longer it goes on, it would appear the longer it's going to take to resolve it.
Yeah, Sandra, that's what I say. I sympathize with law enforcement having to deal with this, but I think it's time for private citizens who are the ones being inconvenienced here when they're confronted with these protesters just to solve matters on their own before the police even show up. Look, most of these people could be easily removed from the street, and you've seen videos probably on the internet of that being done in certain places. Those are always the most popular people on the scene are the private citizens who took matters into their own hands.
Okay,
but it's exactly
right
this kind
stop
of right radical
there.
Act.
Cut it. And you can watch the rest of it. Go to HagmanPI.com. What did we just hear? Senator Tom Cotton saying, you know what? Take matters into your own hands. Senator, I got the message. I had that message a long time ago. But I'm going to tell you what. That's the only way this is going to get resolved, is if one of the protesters, just one, becomes carry-on food, or somebody gets out and grabs one of those by the nape of the neck and by their belt and tosses them into the friggin' river or whatever's down underneath that bridge, or something else happens. Because number one, I ain't stopping. Okay, I'm not stopping for protesters. I'm telling you right now, I'm not stopping. And yes, Senator Cotton, I will take it in my own hands. So you heard it, again, to the dismay of the interviewer. You're saying to take it before the point. You could hear it. What a novel idea. That's what I'm telling you, folks. It's going to get ugly. I'm telling you, it's going to get ugly. When you have a senator saying, hey, you know what? This is how we would deal with it down here in Arkansas. To those people who want to keep going, that's what I got for you. Right there.